My spouse and I are reading a childhood development book or childhood development books so we don't pass down the same painful family patterns that our parents passed down to us. The book lists the top reasons a baby will grow up to become an angry, self-destructive, cold-hearted adult. Listed at number one is abuse and neglect. Parentheses, my husband, who is a sex addict. Listed at number two is substance drug abuse, my father. I understand that having a mother and father who neglect and abuse you is damaging. I still don't understand what is so damaging about having a parent that is addicted to a substance or drug. Obviously, I have wounds, but I have trouble connecting the dots. Substance and drug abuse hurt the addict mainly? Not at all. The problem is, all addictions really are at one level, is taking my needs for a relationship, my needs for love, my need to be loved, my need to grow close to the source of love, and ultimately attaching that particular need to a substance or a person. And in that sense, the addict really is not relationally available or looking to do relationship with the other person. In fact, the addict has to hide and not be truly present to other people around them, because if they were being transparent, honest, then it would damage the relationship. So for the child, I think a lot of times that distance or the lack of response created gives a message of unworthiness or that lack of kind of emotional attunement, an unworthiness, or there's something wrong with me, or an unimportance. And so that's, when a child can act out, scream, do whatever, and has to do that ultimately to get the parent to respond, then there's an identity message given to the kid. And I think that's one of the reasons that, it's almost a toxic shame, because the kid's going to personalize it and ultimately see it as about them. A child at a young age doesn't have the ability to abstractly back up, look at it, and think, oh, they're doing this because this is their problem. Instead, when that's going on, they have no understanding other than the fact that somehow they must be the problem. They must be causing it. So that's, I think, the reason that the substance abuse and those things are so painful and damaging to the child.